There was a record number of people waiting for a hospital bed last month, according to figures yesterday from the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. A total of 12,624 patients were on trolleys during November, the largest ever recorded. Among the most overcrowded hospitals was Letterkenny, where 1,100 people were waiting. It's part of the Saoilte Hospital Group, which also includes Galway and Sligo University hospitals. We've been talking to the chief executive of the Saoilte Group, Tony Canavan, who's been telling me about the difficulties they're facing this winter.
Our experience has been that we have seen a very significant increase in the numbers of patients attending each of our emergency departments. And then as a result, following on from that, we've seen an increase in the numbers of patients admitted through our emergency departments. And of course, that has led us to a greater number of patients awaiting admission than on trolleys. We're working from a fixed bed stock. The numbers of beds that have been available to the hospitals in our group has remained largely unchanged over the last 3 or 4 years. But as I say, the number of patients attending has increased quite considerably, and the numbers requiring admission has increased very considerably.
And what, as you understand it, has been driving that increase?
It's very difficult to tie it down to one thing. When we compare the numbers we're looking at this year versus 2019, and the reason for that, of course, is that COVID impacted on the figures during 2020 and 2021. But there's certainly been an increase in population overall across the area. There's been an increase or a change in the profile of the population, a greater number of people over 75, and a greater reliance for those reasons on the hospital services. There are certainly other reasons at play as well that we haven't, that we don't fully understand at this point, but we can say for certain that the numbers of admissions, for example, on an average month has increased by 20% across our group.
So the numbers have increased, but the available beds for a number of years, you say, hasn't expanded. I mean, it's 7 years ago that then Taoiseach Enda Kenny described Galway University Hospital as, and I quote, a disgrace, not fit for purpose. What improvements have been put in place to try even to some extent to cope with this increase in demand?
I think when the Taoiseach made those comments about Galway, he was referring specifically to the emergency department. And for very, very many years, indeed for decades, Galway was operating out of what was a prefabricated, haphazard construction in terms of delivery of the emergency care. We have moved now into a temporary new ED. It's a much better facility than what was there before. It gives much better privacy to patients and a little bit more capacity, but it is a temporary arrangement. And what we really need is the development of a replacement emergency department in Galway.
If I look at the figures from the INMO for Letterkenny, I mean, they're citing here a number of 1,108 patients were on trolleys in Letterkenny across the month of November. Why is that such a high figure for that hospital?
When we look at Letterkenny, first of all, its location is really important. It is serving a very significant population that really has no other alternative in terms of access to a hospital or an emergency service. So for the population of all of Donegal, not just north of Letterkenny, but for a very significant portion of the population south of Letterkenny, there really is only one option in terms of the hospital for them to attend. And that means that service then comes under particular pressure. It's a very large and a very busy Model 3 hospital, and I think really it's the fact of its location that's driving the numbers there.
Do you think all this is likely to continue well into the winter and into the new year? Do you see any easing of these numbers and these pressures on the system?
There's a few things that I would say in that regard. Number one, we have put together a winter plan, and that's a plan that we've developed with each hospital site, working with community services, the ambulance services and public health services and general practitioners to try and put together an integrated plan to allow us to use all of the resources that are at our disposal right now to try and meet the demands as best we can. So we have those plans in place, and they will help for sure. There's no doubt about that. Part of those plans is that we're trying to encourage people to take up the vaccine for either the flu or indeed the booster vaccine for COVID-19, and that would help as well. But I do have to say that while all these measures are absolutely essential, and we will be doing our best to ensure that we can move patients as quickly as we can through our health services, through our hospital systems, I am concerned about what we would see in the months ahead. It would be an extremely busy winter, and our hospitals will be under very significant pressure. There's no doubt about that.